Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Knight Rider. Let's get right to it. I attended a Move to Amend meeting last night, hosted by David Cobb, who ran for president in 2004 as the Green Party candidate. Of great interest was the origins of the legal device known as a corporation, as it developed in our nation in colonial times. At that time, for a corporation to come into being, a charter had to be granted, but only after clearing both houses of a state legislature and only after being approved of by the royal governor himself. The basic reason for granting such a charter for corporation was that there existed a need for such an entity in the first place, a need not already being met. The charter itself was only meant to last 5 to 10 years, and it had to be renewed after that time. The charter specifically stipulated that the entity corporation had to act in the public interest and could not deviate from its sole purpose for existence. If a corporation ever violated its charter, for example, it failed to operate in the public interest and or it deviated from its originally intended purpose by engaging in other unrelated activities, that charter could be revoked by the governor. Under these conditions, corporations of today would fail. It was a much more stringent process for approval. It had much more exacting standards of conduct and behavior, and it had a set time period for duration. Move to Amend is out in force for 2013. The aim is to counter and demolish the notion that corporations are people and have the same rights. On May the 10th, 2013, there will be a day of action to call for the overturning of the 2010 Citizens United Supreme Court decision, a decision that in effect said money equals speech, and it opened up the floodgates of corporate money into political campaigns, unrestricted, unchecked, unlimited. Franklin Roosevelt put it best, quote, "The liberty of a democracy is not safe if the people tolerate the growth of a private power to the point where it becomes stronger than their democratic state itself." I think the time has come. It's a patently obvious in which the way our political landscape is completely gone astray and awry at the hands of a mighty few, the almighty elite at the very tip top, with their unlimited amounts of money and cash that they can continuously and effortlessly pour into any and all political campaigns to stifle true democracy of, by, and for the people. It is time that we take our country back, we undo the infamous Supreme Court decision, Citizens United, and turn it on its head and kick it to the curb and sweep it back into the dustbin of history. This is the Knight Rider for Rough Riders Radio saying thank you for listening, and now we're signing off.